Thank you for reading. Okay, now I'm allowed to introduce the first speaker. So, I am looking for Cindy Mack. I'm sorry, I'm following the resume here. Okay, I give you Danny L. from the Pittsburgh area of Narcotics Anonymous. Thank you, Danny. Hi, everybody. I'm Danny. I'm
this microphone or that? All right, it's Beechwood Group in East End area, just for clarification purposes. I'm honored to be here, and I'm honored to... Did I say I'm Danny, I'm an addict?
Yes.
Okay, just double-checking. Just double-checking here. Clean date is July 7th, 1991. I'm going to start off with... I'm honored to speak. I'm honored to be asked to speak. Although this is my least favorite thing to do in NA is having to speak. I struggle with it, but I walk through it. I always show up. I want to thank Edgar, too, for the T-bone steak that we shared about 20 minutes ago. It was awesome. Cooked perfectly, I might add. The ninth tradition, NA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards and committees directly responsible to those they serve. I work the traditions in my life, and I work them with people I sponsor. This tradition, contains some spiritual principles. How I work these traditions is I have whoever I'm doing this tradition with write a couple of paragraphs about what the tradition means to them, and then I have them write something about each of the spiritual principles that they find contained in it. And a few of those spiritual principles are simplicity, and I'll get into why these are so important, but simplicity, anonymity, humility, prudence, and fidelity, which is really important on how I work my program. Imagine an area service committee. I mean, we have, let's take the East End area. The East End area has 22 groups. We have an H&I committee. We have PI committee. We used to have an outreach committee, but we combined that with the PI committee. And we have a couple of ad hoc committees going on, one to assist in writing policy and one for our semi-annual learning day functions that we do. So imagine, I mean, right now our area service committee is about 2.5 hours. Goes from 2 to 3 hours, and very seldom does it go over 3 hours. Now, if we had to do H&I business, if we had just some people show up and start talking about the 7 or 8 facilities that we have and about the ins and outs of what's going on the H&I committee, that would take another 45 minutes to an hour. If we talk about what's going on in the PI committee, if it's the poster campaign, if it's the presentations that we are beginning to create to educate and assist the new GSRs and home group members of the home groups in the area, that would take at least another hour. And if we bring into writing policy, okay, so That would be at least another hour. And then we would have the Learning Day Committee, which would be another hour. So what the East End area has done is create subcommittees of the East End area. So we have an H&I that meets separately with its own members, and that streamlines the area service process. Okay, we have the PI that does the same thing. We have the ad hoc learning day and then the ad hoc policy writing. So, I mean, that way service does not become unattractive to just the people that want to show up as GSRs and learn about how the area is functioning. It makes service a little bit more doable. So we have the option of doing that based on this tradition. We can create service boards or committees, but directly responsible to the home groups in the area. So the H&I committee can't come in and say, start talking about how, we're going to be distributing methadone to, the people that really needed it, this one H&I facility, and we just wanted to let the groups know. I mean, there are some rules and guidelines that we have to adhere to, and it all falls back on what's the primary purpose of NA, and that's to carry the message to the addict who still suffers. Think about the Start to Live Convention. Think about the spiritual retreat. In order to put on functions like those, it requires a lot of time, a lot of meeting time, a lot of events. I don't say fundraisers anymore because I'm not allowed. But ordering merchandise. If we had to come in and bog down the regional meeting, it would go from a four to five hour meeting to being a 10 to 12 hour meeting for two major events that occur in the tri-state region. So you kind of get where I'm going with we're allowed to create these boards and committees. So here's what we. When I talk about those spiritual principles, which are the most important part when putting together the organization of these committees, is we do it out of simplicity. We do it simply. Okay, we keep that as the basis. We do it with humility. So we don't use grandiosity when we do these committees. It's not just because we want to chair a committee, so we, get a committee together to do something in NA. We make sure there's a basic need, and we do it at the group's request. It's if it's going to streamline business, if it's spiritually correct. So we look at a lot of things before we commit these, prepare these committees. But humility is a big one. Like, do we really need a committee here? And we look at the do's and don'ts. What were some of the other ones? I never figured out how anonymity fits into that, creating service boards. I can't remember what I just read, too, about 20 minutes ago. But prudence is, prudence financially, prudence of time. So, we look at, is it prudent to have this? Is it going to take any of the fellowship's money? Is it going to be too costly? What other avenues do we have? So it's kind of like an inventory every time. We're about to create something. There's an inventory. And the last one is fidelity. We got to be true to the primary purpose. We have to be true to the home groups in every decision that we make. So There's been a lot of confusion going on in the fellowship lately with possible service structure changes, and most people don't even know what that means or what the possible repercussions are. And you know, and I'm not going to stand here and try to explain that to you. But I'd like to suggest that people inquire and find out and become a part of the learning process and making those decisions. NA for me has been a way of life for the last 20 years. You know, I believe in NA. I believe in our service structure. You know, I believe in the s'mores meeting and the retreats that we have. And I just want to be a part of this process. I just want to be another recovering addict. You know, I don't want any initials after my name. I don't want recognition. I just want to do selfless service and recover. The ninth step. Okay, here's a good one. The ninth step, anybody have a fit? I'm still addicted to nicotine. All right, I quit smoking 14 years ago. Yes, I'm still on nicotine products, and it's a process, and I'm a work in progress, okay? So, okay, I'm not on the ninth step right now, but I have an appointment with my cardiologist on the 8th, September 8th. And I promised her last year that I'm going to get off these. She gave me suggestions on how to quit, and I immediately thought, that's not going to work. Shit. So now I've been sweating over this for a whole year and thinking, I got it. I tried to quit two times over this year and I didn't make it. So now, September 8th, I got to go and I got to tell her I couldn't do it. And I'm going to tell her how much stress she's causing me. And I'm also going to tell her how I'm not physically active as I promised I was going to be. But anyway, that was an aside that I had to bring up in front of a group of people, and that's done. Okay. So now then I'm going to start a workout program tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. Anybody wants to run, just meet me at the tent, 6 a.m. I have the good intentions, but it just, you got to do footwork in this program to stay, man. And I'm not willing to do the footwork to do what I need to do to stay and get healthy, to get and stay healthy. So, it's like, addiction. Okay, so ninth step. There's good news in those who put off the ninth step. The good news is, by the time you get to the ninth step, most of your amends will have been made because of running into people, because of dealing with things by changing your way of life. However, in my case, I still have amends to make, and I've been clean 20 years. A couple of those are not very difficult, but I don't have the willingness. A couple of those are financial, that I don't have the capability. But where I went wrong was And my sixth step, I know this is a ninth step meeting, but it all started back when I was on my sixth step. Okay. I didn't work a totally good sixth step, and I didn't take seriously institutional amends. Okay? The institutional amends, it's okay to do things with the IRS. You know, they're so big, they're not going to pay any attention to me. It's okay to take office supplies from my employer. It's okay to, commit bank fraud when I need to. Some of those things caught up with me, and I didn't amend the behavior that I had. I didn't amend the belief that I had that, you know, really, this is okay. It's just the government. It's just the bank. It's just my, corporation I work for. Those things are not okay. Okay. Some of the important amends I was able to make before I was on the ninth step was my dad passed away in 1994, and I struggled with a relationship with him. I was unable to really ever communicate with him on a way that we communicate with each other here. Okay, I tried like a couple of times, and it just didn't work. It wasn't in the cards. I don't still completely understand his inability to discuss things, but and I remember going through the pain back then of, I just wanted to have this conversation, with him, and never happened. But my dad was able to see me clean for 3 years before he passed away. And he was able to see that I had changed my life. And I was able to be with him the last 3 months that he was in the hospital. Maybe it wasn't 3 months. But it was at least a month, and we did, my brother, my cousin, and I did 8-hour shifts holding his hand in the hospital for the last 30 days. And I was able to be there when he passed, and that's something that in my addiction I wouldn't have been there until I copped. I wouldn't have been there until I didn't have to feel that, and that was extremely big for me to be able to do that. Some of the other amends that I made, I have to tell you also that putting off that ninth step so long, I did my eighth step list in about 20 minutes, because I had, if you don't work a ninth step, those things are in the forefront of your mind, and they don't go away. And, you can't just jump into service to stop that feeling. The ninth step is so important that I got to deal with my past. I got to deal with the things that I've done. And to really make that fifth step work, I've got to fulfill and come through and finish that off by working the ninth step. One of the ones that I haven't made is to my mother. My mother passed away in the midst of my worst addiction, the worst time of my addiction, like 1977. I was off the hook. And when she passed, I mean, I wasn't a good son. I was constantly blasted around her. I was an embarrassment to her. I have no reason why I haven't done it, and I still don't fully understand the whole thing. But I know what I need to do, and it's simply writing a letter. It's simply writing a letter. So what the hell is wrong with me? Why can't I do that? It can't be totally procrastination. I know that's some of it. But, so I had to get that one out, that I need to do that. And I hope I do it before I stop nicotine lozenges, or within a decent time frame. So some of the amends, most of the amends that I had to make, I couldn't go back to grade school. I have no idea where these people are. I could search on the internet. All the people that I harmed, there was another one I didn't do, and the guy passed away, and now I have no way to do it. But that was a financial amends, but it could have started with me saying, Mickey, I'm sorry for what I did to you when you owned your business. And I never did that. And now it can never be done. So the nine steps in the order of the process that it needs to be, but 20 years for some things is unacceptable. Telling on myself is the only thing I know to do here and to stay clean. But most of the amends that I had to make really come down to just me amending my behavior, me doing something different, me getting involved in service, me listening, just changing everything that I was about. My whole life and thinking was centered around drugs and self-serving. That's what I was about. I had ulterior motives for everything I did until I had over 3 years clean, when I could start sorting that out. I remained a confused individual about who I was and what my life was about until I was, into my sixth step. Changing my behavior, I am very serious about my commitments, because before I would promise and not show up or show up late. Part of the amendment process for me is being punctual. That means 10 minutes before a meeting at least, get my coffee if I'm at a regular meeting, or take a leak or whatever I need to do before the meeting, so that I'm in my seat from prayer to prayer. I take that shit seriously and I live by it. Same with service committee meetings. If I promise that I'm going to be at a service committee meeting, I'm there. And 5 minutes. No, I'm usually there 10 minutes before. Okay, Edgar put up and said 5 minutes. No, that's cool, man, because I'm at the end. Again, it's an honor to be here, and if anybody needs a nicotine lozenge, I got a bundle up in the tent. Thanks.
Thank you, Danny. I just want everybody to know I'm not real good at math. It took two of us to figure out that he's gone 2 minutes over. And I want to thank you for reminding us how much don't know about service, and not confusing us. Well, I believe half and half, okay? Well, our next speaker is Danny F. No, sorry. Susie Mack from the Pittsburgh. That's it?
Hi, everybody. My name is Cindy, and the last initial, depending on where you're at, is either M or T. Okay. MT. Okay. And I'm from, my home group is here at Last. It's in Lawrenceville. And I'm at the North Service Region. So, step nine. I'll do step first. I really don't like the tradition. Step nine. We make amends. Danny's right. You stay around long enough, most of them are done, but in my case, most of them are dead. Okay. My biggest amends that I have to, that I had to make was to my mother and father, and they both died while I was in active addiction. So I had to come up with alternative ways of making an amends. And how I've done that is that I have tried to be a good mother to my children. I have four of them. I try to be a good grandmother to my grandkids. I now have 12 of them. So just by doing that, I mean, I'm hoping and praying that some of that, you know, that I did to my parents, you know, will be taken care of. The biggest amends that I had to make was to my brother. My brother, who's also in the program, he was staying with my mom, and he was having a rough time of it. My mother had Alzheimer's, and he was living with her, and he had come to us, me and my sister, and he told me that he was struggling, and, you know, that he was going to use again because of how he was struggling. Now, I'm in addiction, and I looked at him, and I laughed. Whole time in my head, I'm thinking, oh, my God, he's actually coming out and saying it. He has all of this strength that, you know, I don't have. But I laughed, and my brother went back out. And we lost contact for quite a few years until I came into the program, and then I started getting these moments of clarity, and, you know, I started thinking clearly, and I said, what a bitch. I mean, I was so rotten. Somebody's opening up to me and telling me, you know, that they're struggling and they need help, and I laugh right in their face. So I started making amends. I picked him up while he was trying to get clean, took him to meetings. I let him move in with me. We won't go there. But you know, I tried to provide a safe environment, you know, for him. Direct amends, I've only made one direct amends, and that's because they're still around. But, I mean, like Danny said, you know, like school, I was a bully. I'm not going and hunting down these people that I bullied, you know. So I made amends to, and, you know, I kind of burned part of the school. Okay. It was just a little cherry bomb in the toilet. Who knew it was going to blow up that much? But, you know, you just can't go and say, hey, it was me 25 years later. So what I've done was, you know, I did things for my grandson who went to that school district. I made cookies. I did the bake sale. You know, I did the whole, you know, making an indirect amends that way. Financial amends, oh, that one, that's my tough one, you know, that really is. My sponsor told me at the time, she says, you know, because I did a lot of boosting. She says, well, you know, you just go and spend more money at that store. And I says, well, they're not here anymore. She says, well, then you just, when you go into a store, you just don't boost, which is really difficult to this day. My clean date is 12/4 of 97, and to this day, I still have to walk around with my hands in my pocket at times because it's so much easier to, you know. But I've done other things, too, and the way I've given back and the way I've made amends. a very wise man in this program who's no longer with us. He always says, if you want to keep what you have, you give it away. You want to make an amends with somebody, if you have it and they don't, give it. And that's what I did. I was on unemployment, and I had to fight it, and I got 15 weeks of unemployment all at one time. Nice big chunk of money. And I took two suffering addicts to Ocean City and paid for everything. You know? I said, we're going. They said, I don't have the money. I said, I got it covered. The trip down was not very fun. But, you know, I gave back. They said, well, how can I pay you back? And I said, you can pay me back by doing it to someone else. You'll have it at some point in time, and you will give it back. How I make amends. I try, today, what I try to do, so I don't have that amends down the line, because I try not to do it to begin with, okay? Because the older I get, the harder it is to make that amends. And I don't want to do it. I don't want to be that person that, like, made the amends to me. Oh, I'm sorry for what I said, but everybody already knew. You know, I don't want to do that. I don't want to have that kind of amends. I try to do things on a daily basis. I've been married three times. And the first two marriages were really, really bad. This one here, I'm not going back to my first husband and say, hey, you know what I did back here? And it ain't happening. We're good friends, but it's not happening. My second husband died as a result of this addiction. But I make sure that my marriage, that I do everything in my power to make sure that this one works the way it's supposed to work. I don't cheat on him. I don't lie to him. I scream and holler and kind of stubborn a little bit. But one day he'll get to hear me speak. He's wandering around the park right now because I get real nervous. I'm nervous as it is. But, I mean, that's as far as, you know, like making the amends. The ninth tradition, I do agree that we need to create service boards and committees for a primary purpose, for the primary purpose. And my thing is you do it, and you get leave it. You're doing one thing. I mean, my area has had an ad hoc committee for 3 years now working on the rules and regulations, policy. 3 years. Sorry, don't take that long. My thing is you go in, you do it, you leave it. Some parts of NA have become too organized for me. Too money hungry. It used to be that, you know, I guess the times have changed, you know, that it's now Jimmy Kay sending literature out of the basement of his house. And I understand that we've grown and we do need a certain amount of, but I don't think that, I don't think the world's listening to us too much anymore. I think with the new service structure, they might have to listen a little bit more to us and take the power that I see that they have. I attend a lot of Marlikna, and you know, and it seems like to me the we don't approve this, and for some reason it doesn't get approved. You know, different things come down and motions, and if they don't seem to want it, it doesn't seem to be getting approved. So I'd like to see that change up, and hopefully with the new service structure we can do it. I am truly a believer in our service structure, because we wouldn't be here without some type of structure, because we're addicts and headstrong, and you know, we all think that we're right, but it's because of the structure that we have, and it's because of the organization that we have, that everybody is given a voice. We are given one voice, one vote, and that goes on. And to me, that's truly what we, you know, have become. But I would like to see it go back, just go back a little bit, you know, to the way, you know, I hear my predecessors talking, you know, the way it used to be, without all of this fight between, what is it now, the world, and then this new one that's coming out, the Midwest, whatever, you know, it's only four. Don't even get me started with that one. Of course, there's good and bad in both of them. There really is. There's good and bad in both of it, but I'd like to see something. Maybe we can organize something down the middle. I don't know. And I'm sorry that, you know, this is going to be very short. And thank you.
I'm still an addict. We have a few minutes. Does anybody want to share on either topic? Okay, in that case then, everybody up to the s'mores group for steak. No, just kidding.
Really?
All right, we'd like to just close in the usual manner. We'll go right over here. Oh, yeah, we got to read the Just for Today. I am so sorry.
Addict David, just for today, tell yourself, just for today, my thoughts will be on my recovery, living and enjoying life without the use of drugs. Just for today, I will have faith in someone in NA who believes in me and wants to help me in my recovery. Just for today, I will have a program. I will try to follow it to the best of my ability. Just for today, through NA, I will try to get a better perspective on my life. Just for today, I will be unafraid. My thoughts will be on my new associations, people who are not using and who have found a new way of life. As long as I follow that way, I have nothing to fear.
Thank you, David.
Thanks, David.